Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Brought to you by Sky. A Boy Called Christmas. A story of magic. Now showing exclusively on Sky Cinema.
All right, Maria, what's up?
What is up, Dave?
What is up with you?
What is up, guys? Welcome to my channel.
It's not enough. You've got to have more energy. You've got to walk. Like, it's like, bang, you got to walk in and go, guys, what is up? You know what I mean? Like, it's got to stress the what, and then you're good to go on your YouTube channel.
You can be that, or you can be what my three-year-old does when he opens anything. It could be anything. It could be like, you know, Rian, open that box of cereal, yeah. And it'll be... okay, guys, today we got Rice Krispies. So we just open the top here, and it comes with a lovely plastic bag.
He
unboxes everything.
Amazing.
And even walking into Aldi the other day, and he went, I'm going to do a video, mommy. And then he was like, so we're just walking by the trolleys, and we're walking in the door, and I see Kevin the Carrot.
So
everything is an adventure on YouTube.
As long as he doesn't do the unboxing thing at your funeral.
Wow. We have.
Hey guys, got a big box here. Let's open it.
No!
She comes with... on our actual screens this week.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Power of the Dog is a new movie gone on Netflix. On Wednesday, will go on Netflix.
Right.
It's Benedict Cumberbatch as a cranky cowboy who doesn't like his brother's wife and her son.
Okay.
That's it. He's really cranky. It's based on a novel from the 60s, The Power of the Dog. But it's gotten really good reviews. It was out in the cinema for a certain length of time. I suspect that's for Oscar reasons.
Okay.
It has to be in cinemas to qualify to win an Oscar. Mm. So that's on Wednesday. If you're into Westerns or you're into Benedict Cumberbatch, Kirsten Dunst is in it as well. Or Kirsten.
Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah.
Also then on telly on Wednesday, Paddy and Christine McGuinness, Our Family and Autism.
All right.
So Paddy and Christine are married. They've three kids. Twins Leo and Penelope are 8. And Felicity is 5. And they've all been diagnosed with autism. They're all on the spectrum. But it gives us a different side to Paddy. Because obviously you're used to seeing Paddy in comedies and hosting shows and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And
Lucky, whatever.
Yeah.
Paddy. Yeah. Full on Bolton. They got Top Gear and all.
So that's what we're used to seeing him as. But this actually looks at the two of them dealing with their kids.
Okay.
And their diagnosis, and he said it's a really hard thing to deal with and to organise your life around because it's such a broad spectrum, autism is.
And then it'll just help because, you know, exposure to and understanding of these conditions is so important for all of us.
Exactly.
You know, for all of us.
So they talk to experts, they talk to other parents who have kids with autism, and it just gives us a look into their life.
Mm.
He said he spent a lot of the time after the diagnosis, working away from home to try and get his head around everything. But it meant then that Christine was at home with the three kids.
Right.
So it's a look into all of that. It's a really, really serious one, you know, not what we're used to seeing Paddy McGuinness in. So that's on BBC One at 9 o'clock on Wednesday. Luxury Christmas for Less on Thursday.
Maria loves these. Something for Less, Maria is totally in there.
Yeah, if only you could put the word horoscopes at the end of it. Your greatest day ever.
Hook it to my veins. This is on Channel 4 at 8 o'clock on Thursday. And basically it looks at the tricks behind how to have a luxury Christmas on a budget. So things like... most Christmas puddings are made in the same factory. They're just put into different packages.
Oh.
So by buying that really expensive one, you're actually just wasting money when you could buy the cheaper one.
Take the wrapping off.
It's been made in the same. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And they run this test, a smell test with a group of people and different perfumes. And apparently the group of people couldn't tell the difference between a Chanel perfume and one from Next.
Wow.
So I think it's really useful. Yeah. There's a lot of presents. I don't know what I'm getting for people this year. So, I think
so maybe you'll get inspired. Okay. So yeah. That is on where and when?
That's Channel 4, 8 o'clock on Thursday.
Okay. And one of the great hacks I've learned over the years in terms of the dinner, you know, and Dave, you like to cook the big dinner in your house and you may find this useful. If you want to obviously have the same experience but not spend the same amount of money, because let's face it, it's expensive.
Pricey.
Go to someone else's house.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's what I'm doing wrong.
Go to Dermot's house, Dave.
My brothers and sisters will attest to this if they're listening. I have pretty much gone to all their houses for years.
Right.
And then mumbled some poor excuses as to why they can't come to mine. But I find that's really saved me money over the years. So
what
try it out.
Tip.
And is the food good?
The food is excellent.
Oh, fantastic.
I mean, they really go the whole hog on it. Just maybe just put that in the back of your mind somewhere and save yourself a few quid.
Perfect. I will absolutely do that.
Christmas hacks with Dermot Whelan.
And then finally, for Star Wars lovers, the Book of Boba Fett. Am I saying that right?
No, but the way you said it was brilliant because you sped up Boba, so he's so fast. I would say Boba Fett, but I like the way you did it. No, you do it your way.
Boba Fett.
Kind of quicker than that.
Boba Fett.
Yes, that one.
No time to hang around.
On Wednesday, on Disney Plus, you'll get the start of the spin-off series.
Yes.
So basically it's him as a bounty hunter, but he wants to turn into a galactic gangster. What is wrong with me?
Just keep saying Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Yeah, Mandalorian fans will obviously they'll have come across him in the Mandalorian series. So
does this follow on from Mandalorian?
I think it's like his backstory.
Okay.
So it's how he became who he is. But basically his outfit, Boba Fett's costume is just so cool. Mm. I would just watch him walking around for an hour.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't be disappointed then.
I watched a movie on Netflix last night, which may well be, it is an old one, as in it's 2019, maybe lots of people have seen it, but it's called 21 Bridges.
Oh, yeah.
It's where they lock down Manhattan because of a cop-killing drug robbery. Chadwick Boseman is the main guy in it, and it is absolutely brilliant. I really enjoyed
it.
So if you're looking for something for 2 hours of action and intrigue and guns and fighting and whatever, then have a look at 21 Bridges. Again, like I said, maybe everyone's gone, yeah, Dave, we saw it in 2019, but I just watched it last night, but definitely worth having a look.
I think that happens quite a lot, though, because there's so many streaming services now. You can be kind of just, you know, looking for something, and then you see, like, suddenly a really high-profile actor in some big film that you passed you by somehow and you're like, oh yes, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah. Oh, actually,
cups of tea all around.
And I watched the one that you slagged off that I thought was actually really good, the Liam Neeson one, Ice Road
Ice
Truckers.
Road.
Ice Road, the Ice Road.
The Ice
I
Road.
I loved that movie.
How
did you get past the fakest CGI in the world?
I didn't even notice the CGI.
It looked like
neither
Fireman
did I,
Sam.
Dave.
Thank you.
Neither did I.
I didn't. It didn't even occur to me that there was a potential Fireman Sam CGI in it. Because there wasn't really that much CGI
in
happening.
The first opening 5 minutes, there's a dumper truck that falls off a cliff, which looks like it came off a PS2 action sequence.
That was just for 2 seconds, and then the rest of the movie was amazing.
Yeah, I loved it.
I really liked it.
I thought it was cool.
There's another one.
Okay.
Liam Neeson. He just plays the same character and everything. There's another one on what's it called again? Something like Ranger or same character, old guy,
right?
Bit of a history.
Yeah,
gets pulled embroiled in something, and now he's got to sort it all
and
out.
He's the guy who'll sort it all out, right?
Yeah. Doesn't he maybe refuse to do accents?
Is it Ranger?
Liam Neeson never. He always just does Liam Neeson voice. Yeah,
yeah. You like that?
Okay,
that's good too.
I watch that as well.
Follows the Liam Neeson template, which I love how much he's just embraced it. And he goes, since Taken, I just keep playing the same part over and over again, and it's fine.
Like it pays the bills, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm strong. I'm old, and I can handle a gun.
Yeah,
get out of my way.
But even though he's getting on in years, he's still in the most violent fights of, you know, hand-to-hand combat, and always comes out on top. You gotta hand it to him.
Maria, thank you very much for the television. This is Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Dermot and Dave,
weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.